Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome to the Jake Brown Show. I guess I could say Entercom's radio.com network, podcast network, now that CBS Radio is technically no more. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Brown Radio and follow our show at Jake Brown Show. Subscribe on iTunes, rate, review, 5 stars. And Spotify and Stitcher as well. These are a couple of archived interviews. You heard Nancy Lieberman this week, the basketball legend. And this time you're hearing Luke Robitaille, the LA Kings legend, the NHL legend. He's currently the president of the Los Angeles Kings in the NHL. I mean, one of the greatest, 100 greatest players in NHL history. He's honestly done it all. He was a member of the All-Rookie Team. He made 8 NHL All-Star games. His number 20 was retired by the Kings. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And he won 2 Stanley Cups as president of the Kings in 2012 and 2014. So it was great to talk with Luke Robitaille. Co-hosting this interview with me is my good buddy Justin McMahon, the CEO of Daily Fantasy Insider. You can check that out for all your daily fantasy needs. So it's Jake Brown and Justin McMahon. Now, this interview was pre-recorded, was never aired on their podcast, so we decided to air it here on the Jake Brown Show. I believe it was from late September, early October, this interview was done. So enjoy me, Jake Brown, with co-host Justin McMahon, talking with NHL legend and Kings president, LA Kings president, that is, Luke Robitaille. And the first question we asked him was about player safety, the new player safety rules, and how it will impact the game.
Anytime there's new rules like that, it's just about helping the players and their safety. I do think the new slashing rule, it's gonna showcase the skill of the player even more. I think players have gotten used to now, because there's no more hooking, to kind of walking the hands, you know, and a lot of times guys can get hurt. Mm-hmm. And now that this is going to go away, you're going to be able to see even more skill plays than you've ever seen before, which is a good thing for our game.
Luke, how much different would the Kings team that you played for with factoring player safety be different from the present day NHL Kings team?
Well, it was totally different in our days. I mean, we grew up where coaches would tell you, you always have to have a stick in the guy's stomach. You have to hook someone to be checking him. That doesn't even exist in our game anymore. So it was so different. I mean, I remember going to the corner and guy would lean against you with a stick, and then you kind of knew where it was, and it really slowed down the game. And then today, that's, none of it is happening. So sometimes, you know, it's kind of, because there's no hooking, guys don't really know where the other guy is. So the impact, so the hit seems to be bigger. It definitely has to do with the game being faster. But that being said, I think what it does, it shows the skill of the player even more. It gives the opportunity for smaller guys to really are able to show their skills out there.
Does it change your mentality when drafting players now with these new rules?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of teams now, you could see like the Johnny Gaudreau and guys like that really thriving in our league. And more teams are going up for, you know, they're just looking at skill and speed versus they used to be, we got to make sure we have size and so forth. So, it's giving an opportunity for any great players to really perform in our league and have an opportunity to help teams win.
Does part of you, Luke, miss having kind of the enforcers that were there when you were in the league?
Yeah, every team that's won the Cup the last 6-7 years had to have 4 lines of guys that skate, can play the game. So everyone's copying that model. So that's why you don't see, yeah, I mean, there's guys that can defend themselves in our league, but they can really play. You know, they can skate, they can make plays, they can score goals. And at the end of the day, that's what's coming down. And I think it's a good thing for the league.
So I want to move into where you guys are going in the future. And you've had a lot of overturning in the front office and with the GM and the coach. Can you talk about why you chose Rob Blake and how that process went with the new GM role?
I mean, the process went, you got to give credit to Dean Lombardi, where he was really good at grooming guys. He did a great job with Ron Hextall, and he did a great job with Rob Blake. And, you know, Rob Blake was ready to be a GM. He understands what it takes to be a king, and he understands, you know, our fans and everything. And we felt like he was the right person to lead our organization.
How long did you know that John Stevens was going to become the new head coach?
Well, you know, when the whole change happened, I think Rob had one meeting with John Stevens. He liked what he had to say. And then they spent an entire week on meeting daily for hours over system, what their philosophy were and so forth. And then after a week, when he basically came out of his hole, Rob says, "That's my guy." So we were okay with that because we knew they were both very thorough in what they believed and the direction they wanted to take our organization.
Yeah, that makes sense. And do you think that to move more towards the players on the ice, do you think Dustin Brown is looking better since not being a captain?
I don't think it has anything to do with him not being a captain. I think Dustin tried to change his game the last few years, and he wants to bring back his game the way it was. At the same time, he's going to get more ice time with John. And any player that you give more ice time sometimes gives him a little bit more freedom. And right now, so far, if any of you guys have caught our preseason game, he looks like himself. He looks like the Dustin Brown we knew like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Which excites all of us because, you know, like a Dustin Brown that's happy and going can get us 20, 25 goals and then probably lead the top three in hits in the entire NHL, which is, that's the kind of impact he can have on a game.
Can you speak, Luke, to how special of a player Jonathan Quick is? I mean, the guy's been here his whole career, and you really don't see that in sports at all anymore. How special is he?
He's very, very special. I mean, he's one of those special players that every one of his teammates wants to fight for. And his character is like he's one of the most, strongest character player you can have on a team. You know, as he goes, we go. You look, what we talk about is his work ethic in the summer. He shows up at camp. He's our best athlete. The way he treats himself off the ice, he's an ultimate leader. So, for us, we feel very fortunate that we have a guy like that. And, having him 100% healthy this year is going to be a huge difference for our organization.
How much have you noticed Tanner Pearson improving, and how big of a piece do you think he'll be in the future of this team?
I think he's going to be a real big piece. I mean, you could clearly tell coming to camp this year, he's taken his game to another level. He seems like you've got, I don't know how he's done that, but he seems to have gotten even quicker. Yeah. And he's jumping in all the holes, and he's really having a tremendous camp. So I expect him to have a great year. I mean, last night we had a game. He must have had 6, 7, 8 scoring chances. And it's just because of the fact of how well he's positioning himself and so forth. So I'm really excited about that line of Jeff Carter, Tyler Toffoli, and Tanner Pearson. And, but he certainly has been like a very impactful player so far for us.
Yeah, the way Pearson's ice time has increased every single season, I would think it'll probably increase again this year. I expect him to be a big part of the team, as sounds like you do as well. The last guy I wanted to ask you about is looking more into the future is Jack Campbell for the minor league team.
Yeah, well, I give this kid credit. It seemed like people stopped believing in him. He came last year, had a tremendous year in the AHL. And so far at camp, every time he's had the opportunity to take the net, he's been really, really strong. And I know our guys are talking about him very positively. And I don't know where it's going to end up. It's a heck of a battle for that spot between him and Darcy Kuemper. And I give him all the credit because he's come out and he's showing that, you know, he was a number one draft choice. And that's where he belonged. That's the kind of talent he is.
Luke, you played until you were 40. 10 years later, do you got any legs left? Can you still play?
Oh, I can't. I'll do a couple charity games here and there, but that's it, guys.
Isn't it amazing to you, though, how guys in hockey like Jaromir Jagr are still playing in their like mid-40s? Meanwhile, NFL and NBA, I mean, it's hard to get past 34, 35.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but it takes a special athlete to play up to your 40s. I mean, you got to be lucky and so forth. I mean, but Tom Brady's doing pretty good at it, guys.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. He's a rare exception. He thinks he can play until he's 50. He's still having success.
So does Yags.
Yep, it's amazing. The year you played for the Rangers, did you feel that team had the ability to take out the Western Conference powerhouses?
Yeah, I mean, the year we went to the semifinal against Philly there, by the time we were done, we had 3D missing. Brian Leetch had like a really bad wrist. He couldn't even hold his stick with two hands. And that's probably one of the main reasons we lost against Philly. And but if we would have won that game in that series, I mean, with everyone like in decent shape health-wise, we would have given a great run for Detroit. For sure.
We have Luke Robitaille, highest scoring left winger in history of the NHL and current Kings president. And we have Jake Brown from CBS Radio co-hosting. Luke, I have one more question for you about hockey in general. What do you think of the Las Vegas Golden Knights expansion? How do you think that impacts the NHL going forward and particularly about they're in Las Vegas?
I think it's great. I mean, I think they got 12,500 or 13,000 season seats. We played a preseason the other night. It was a packed house. They got a great vibe over there. They're doing a really good job at promoting the team. I know their owner wants to work on hockey, development with kids. So, if they – and George McPhee is a great GM. He's got to be patient and put a great team out there in the next 2-3 years. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, most teams are going to love to go play there because it's a great city. I think fans will love to go cheer on their team there. So there's always going to be a great vibe there. And I think it was a great call by the league to be the first team there to go there. And it's obviously you always have to win in the city. You have to compete. But the vibe itself so far has been amazing.
Can you give us, Luke, a prediction? What do you see from you guys this year? Are we looking at a playoff team, a championship team?
For us, the goal is to everything that we're doing, everything we talk about is towards a championship. We're not, trying to make the playoffs. We understand if you want to win a championship, you have to make the playoffs. But we believe in our core, which is, the Kopitar, Carter, Pearson, Toffoli, Doughty, Muzzin, Quick, and Martinez, and the guys we're leaning on, and we're going to bring a bunch of young guys that are excited around them. And so our goal is to win the cup. So that's what we're going for. So we understand there's another 30 teams that that's their same goal, but we're definitely not talking about making the playoffs. We want to give it a shot at going after the cup, and that's what our fans expect out of us.
Thank you so much for joining us, Luke. It's been great.
Okay. Thanks, Luke. You guys. Thanks. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.